from Mississippi State?
I wasn't able to watch much of it, but definitely you could tell they have talent on the team, so it's going to be a really big week for us to make sure we're taking the right mindset and preparing this week.
Kellen, back in the day when you first started out as a quarterback, were you a quarterback who would do you run talent and develop your arm, or did you have a strong arm and developed your running talent?
I feel like I've always been athletic, so been able to do both. You know, I feel like being a quarterback, you've always had to been able to throw. But, you know, athleticism is something that's always been kind of in my blood and kind of just always been around sports. So I'd probably say both.
Do you expect teams to start guarding Jace any different? And if so, what's that change, whether he's your first read or second read on certain plays?
Yeah. No, they
had success.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely had a lot of success this year. So definitely playing on teams, trying to double team him or just bracket him in some different ways. So definitely if that happens, you know, plays are always, you know, set up to, you know, first, second progression. So definitely the receivers, Hayes, Courtney Davis, and those type of guys are going to, you know, need to step up. And they have definitely the past few weeks.
Jay said you're looking to him because he's been bugging you, asking for the ball a lot at home. So does he talk about that? Does he ask about that a lot?
Nah, actually, he's rarely ever home, and that's, you know, that's kind of the joke on us. But I mean, definitely a super hard worker, and is definitely paying off this year, and a lot of people see it. So I guess I got to give him the ball. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm the only person who lives at home. Jamon's never there either, so.
You're just a homebody?
Yeah, just me.
So what do you do when you're just
home? I relax. Yeah.
Can you talk about how comforting it is to have a tight end who can catch anything he throws away? Because a lot of quarterbacks don't have that.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, with a tight end, you know, it's kind of, he could be attached to the line or out in the slot, and you know, you could run a lot of routes, and also a guy who's really physical and could, you know, puts a lot of effort into blocking. So a guy like him who's really talented in the pass game, I think a lot of his blocking gets overlooked, but definitely a great presence to have in both the run and pass game for us.
Do you think there should be a resurgence of tight ends across the country?
Possibly. Yeah, for sure. A lot of it with 7-on-7 and, you know, mainly focusing on spread and receivers. So, you know, everybody knew whenever Coach Fisher got here, having a tight end was going to be a really big deal for us.
I don't know if comfortable is the right word, but last 3 runs, obviously all by a possession or less, and you guys have always seemed to make that play to win, whether it be on offense or defense. Where does that come from, and how comfortable are you if the game is tight in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, and it just goes back to practice, Coach always says, so. You know, those fourth quarter wins and those tie games are just kind of the things that we live for. Obviously, you know, we like to blow a team out, but in the SEC, that's not always going to be the case. So, you know, when we're constantly getting prepared, every single rep, you know, it's like a national championship rep, a fourth quarter rep, and really he emphasizes that every rep matters. So when we get into a game, a fourth quarter, you know, a tight ball game is really nothing to us.
Does your mentality change as the quarterback? Do you say anything in the huddle differently?
No, just continue to emphasize, you know, trying to play with confidence, focus on one play at a time, and that's really all you can do.
First time among the Cowbells, what have you heard from other teammates about playing in that atmosphere, and does your communication to the way that you make your checks or calls change at all?
Yeah, definitely some of the guys who have played over there definitely said it's going to be super loud, and you know, the thing that they mentioned is the cowbell, so might change a little bit of the communication. Really might not be super effective, but you know, it's something that we're going to have to deal with and, you know, try to play with.
What do you remember about their talent, especially those that are coming back defensively?
Definitely a talented squad, good at the safety position. I think their safeties, I want to say, lead in tackling. So definitely physical safeties. And then I know their defensive line, number 9, is a very, very talented player. So, you know, we got to make sure we have a really good week and prepare well.
You were able to not turn the ball over last game before the bye. How do you keep that going, Kellen? How critical is that?
Just coach says play aggressive, but play, you know, play alert. So, you know, it's really important for me to play aggressive, but also protecting the ball is one big thing. So just really just focusing on my fundamentals, going through my reads, and just trusting the play.
Talking about Jace being a big target to throw at, how nice will it be to get Kendrick back in the fold of things?
Yeah, it'll definitely be a big thing. We thought we were going to have him playing against South Carolina, but I'm pretty sure for sure now he'll be back, and definitely a big target who has really good hands and can get open for us. So it'll be a really big thing for us.
Is it almost like throwing an alley-oop to that guy sometimes?
He can definitely go up and get it, so definitely.
How does it change, I guess, you know, you can only speak to South Carolina because that's the latest one, but, you know, they really came into that game, they're going to stop Trayvon, they want to stop Trayvon. Then you start making some, you know, gains in the passing area. How do you see defense kind of change as the game goes on when you start making plays on, you know, in the passing game?
Yeah, so I think that's really a big thing for us. We want to be really balanced, but, you know, we're not going to allow them to take away one. So, you know, either Trayvon, I feel like, is going to have a big game in the run game, or we're going to have a big game in the pass game. And we like it to be both ways, but sometimes, you know, they might – good defenses could possibly take away one. But, you know, no matter what, Trayvon is always – no matter if we're running the ball, passing the ball, he's always going to play physical and never lose confidence. So, you know, a team might try to take away one or the other, but we have to be consistent in both aspects.
When they try to do that, how effective can he still be in the pass game and screen game?
I mean, pretty much this whole season, he's been really effective in the screen game and, you know, also picking up big-time blocks. So very effective for us in the pass game. And, you know, he doesn't mind blocking or, you know, catching small screens because those plays could be just as effective as any other big play.
I know you don't like to get too far ahead of yourselves, but win against Mississippi State, how big would that be to kind of jumpstart the second half stretch to the season?
Just another game for us, another confidence booster, especially getting a road win. So it would definitely be big for us. Definitely can look ahead, like you say, but definitely would be a big win.